Dermot and Dave's.
Mind yourself now. Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Mind yourself now.
Dermot and Dave's. Mind yourself now. On Today FM.
Oh, we had Shamans this morning. Europe won the Ryder Cup. There's so many things to make you happy, Dave.
Manchester United, terrible weekend. terrible
weekend. Man United. But look, how do we get happier? Mind yourself now. Every Monday we do it, looking after your mind, body and spirit. And today we're delighted to welcome back in Fiona Brennan, clinical hypnotherapist, psychotherapist and founder of The Positive Habit. And she's in to talk about gratitude. Can it make us happier? Fiona.
Absolutely, Dermot. It really, really can. It's a very powerful tool that I really recommend my clients and everybody to use. And I think Einstein actually put it better than anyone. And he said there are two ways to live your life. One is though as if nothing is a miracle, and the other as is as if everything is a miracle.
Right.
And I think that kind of really sums it up. You know, the idea of waking up in the morning and being able to see the miracle in the everyday, being able to see, you know, like for example, it's autumn now, to be able to see the leaves changing colour, to be able to actually be open to that is an incredibly powerful way to decrease feelings of anxiety and stress.
Does it actually work though, or is this just a bit of nice fluff?
It sounds like nice fluff, but it actually works when you employ it as a habit. So it's got to be something that you cultivate and create. And this is something that I think is important because many of us forget to be grateful. Mm. And that is not our fault. Okay, it's part of how the brain is actually has evolved. And the mammalian brain, which is our early part of the brain, was not programmed to sit on our laurels and, you know, be grateful. So for example, you know, I wasn't eaten by that tiger. Isn't that wonderful? I'm going to sit here now and just contemplate how fortunate I am, and boom, you're gone by the next tiger. Mm. So our brains are sort of, you know, in a sense, they're, I think Ruby Wax actually puts it really well when she says that we have what once made us safe now makes us insane. So right. The idea of being able to sort of sit back and acknowledge our progress is incredibly important for the modern brain. But for the sort of, you know, early man's point of view, that was not something that was going to help our survival. So
say I'm sitting in with you now in your office and what exercises are you going to give me to try and get over maybe low-level anxiety that I'm waking up with every day?
Yeah, okay. Well, in terms of gratitude, Dermot, what I would say is that it's something that I really recommend employing in a practical way to your day that doesn't take any extra time out of it. So gratitude is, the more specific we can be, the better. So for example, a thing that I actually do with my own family, I think it's great to bring kids into it if you are sitting down with your family every day. It's back to that idea of what are we grateful for? And just simply take it in turns, you know, three things. And the more specific, so for example, you know, it can be something really small. It doesn't have to be, you know, today was amazing because I won the lottery. You know, it can be something so simple as I was really grateful for my colleague in work who listened to me at the meeting or who made me a cup of coffee or somebody held a door open for me.
Or the parking space I got miraculously outside where I needed
exactly,
to go.
Exactly, yeah. And what happens is that you start to filter the world in a much more positive way because you're scanning through your day and you're looking specifically for three things that you're truly grateful for. And on a sort of, on back to the sort of what that does to the brain is it changes the neurochemistry in our brain and therefore through that practice, you're actually changing the sort of the chemistry within the brain, the neurochemicals.
It's interesting you mentioned kids there because it's something that I'm definitely trying to do with my kids. I have four of them and they're all under nine. And like they live in a world and, you know, where kind of by and large, if they really want something, you know, for their birthday or for Christmas, they tend to get it. Mm-hmm. And like I even remember as a kid, that just wasn't the situation for me. And not the situation for every kid, but I'm trying to say to them, like, you know, it's not always like this.
Yes.
Like right now you might be able to get that bike or that PlayStation game or whatever, but like there may not be. I'm trying to make them
to appreciate.
And feel gratitude. But it's hard to get even the 8-year-old to understand how important being grateful is. And it's not just a cursory thanks and walk out of the room, you
absolutely.
Know?
Absolutely. And I think that's a really good point because the cursory sort of like polite thanks, it, you know, it's got to have some kind of depth to it and a real sense of gratitude in order to benefit from it. Mm. So, I mean, sometimes it's okay to say no to your kids, you know, in terms of if you want them to be able to be more grateful, to say, actually, we need to work towards that. That's something you're going to have to, you know, earn in a sense through gratitude practices that we're going to do every day, or, you know, to find a way to help them to really appreciate it. Because to be honest, that's the greatest gift you're giving them, is not the bike and not the whatever it is, but the gift of being able to truly be grateful for what they have. And I think that's something that we do struggle with. And there's a lot of guilt around gratitude, you know, in terms of when we see how many people are struggling in the world, when we see people homeless, you know, we see it every day. There's just so many things that are tragic in the world, and we can feel sort of guilty for not being grateful. Mm. And that in itself is a very, you know, feeling guilt doesn't do anyone any good. So I think it is really important for listeners who may feel that, you know, that it's so important to realize that it's not your fault, and it is a skill that has to be cultivated, it has to be learned, and it's a habit that when you bring into your life, you really see an incredible decrease in stress and anxiety.
I've tried some of these gratitude apps.
Yeah.
And the problem I ran into is that I keep finding myself writing the same things. Thanks for my wife. Thanks for my kids.
thanks for Dave.
Dave, of course. Yeah. 100 million times.
And then your brain gets into these ridiculous scenarios where you go, well, if I don't write thanks for my kids, something awful is going to happen.
Okay. And that's
your brain is a Muppet, and it just keeps suggesting and doing ridiculous things.
So who has the strings of the Muppet? That's back to getting specific. So it's more about looking through your day rather than, these are of course wonderful things. I mean, Dave, everybody loves Dave. I mean,
who doesn't need a Dave in their life, right? You know?
I'm very grateful to be here with Dave right now.
But specifically, what have I done today, Dermot?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Specifically, what did he do today? That might be more than just Dave himself. Or specifically, what are you happy with your children, for example, to get away from Dave for a moment?
Because it doesn't lead you to not use. I'd use the apps sort of, you know, really loads the first week, kind of the second week, none the third. Okay. So I suppose the more specific you get, that would definitely help it become, stop it becoming this really boring, repetitive exercise that you kind of use as some kind of mental insurance policy to protect you against bad things.
I love the way you put it. Exactly. Another good tip to employ is last thing at night, because the last thing at night and first thing in the morning are the most powerful times for transition and for change. So I always recommend people to use those times when our subconscious is most open. So let's say you're going to sleep last thing at night. We've got 10 fingers. Choose one thing that you're grateful for each finger. Now that sounds like a lot, but to be honest, the more you do it and the more specific you are, the more you start to build this really sort of awareness of your day. So you're going back to that sort of going through the day and looking at, from the very first thing in the morning, what happened that was actually that I can be grateful for? And you'd be amazed when you do that with that specific nature to it, how much positive energy it builds and how well you sleep, because you're going to sleep in a really good, positive frame of mind.
Mm. And I know someone who is a pretty amazing person, but what they do is they have a journal and they write 10 good things down every night that happened in the day.
Yes.
And they've been doing it for years, and it's like the best diary. Like they look back on, you know, April 16th, 2009. And okay, they're not going to know, oh, that was the day when Marion broke her leg and whatever. Like, but they will go, oh God, remember that guy bought me that cup of coffee? Like they just love flicking back through the books.
Absolutely.
I'm so grateful Marion broke her leg.
Exactly. It doesn't have the news, but it's good, positive
stuff. It's not about diminishing or ignoring the negative. I think that's really important as well, because of course, someone's going to be grateful that somebody broke their leg, but you can be grateful that you were there to support them, for example.
Yes, so when I broke my leg, Dermot drove me everywhere. And I was grateful for him, and he was grateful for me as a passenger in his car every day.
That's specific. Exactly. So it's really sort of turning towards how, like, we can be grateful for how we manage things. And I think people with anxiety and stress, that's so important to actually acknowledge the progress that you've made. Mm. So, for example, you know, I was nervous going into the meeting, but I breathed deeply and I did my best. And to show gratitude to yourself for actually doing that will in fact help the next time that you're confronted with that challenge.
Well, what's
and
nice
builds
is,
confidence.
What's nice is listeners are actually texting in things they're grateful for now, which I think we should definitely do this for the rest of the show. So get texting on 087-4100-102.
I'd love to hear them.
Emer says, just spent an hour paddleboarding on Loch Hyne before work. bliss.
Wow.
Is that kind of showing off, though?
No. Don't turn this into smug gratitude, Dermot.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm so grateful for the hour of paddleboarding. Yeah.
You're just jealous.
I am. Bob says, I call that type of parking space, Dermot, a movie parking space. I call it kojacking, because Kojak, it was a cop in the 70s.
Oh, yeah.
And every time he needed to go anywhere in the busiest city in the world, New York, he'd just go, I need to go to 112th Street. And he'd drive up, and there was a parking space for his massive Cadillac or whatever, just outside.
Positive visualization, you see.
Yeah. And then someone else says, I'm eating McDonald's breakfast and staring at some lads in Snickers pants, feeling very grateful. So there you go. This is another couple of things.
And that's specific, which I like. Yeah fantastic.
All right,
yeah.
Well, I think Keith, and coming in 087-4100-102, tell us what you're grateful for, and we'll start off. We'll be your first journal entry into what you're grateful for, and then you can continue it yourself.
I definitely find keeping a little pad and a pen by your bed helps for these things. But maybe if you're like Dave, you're more digitally orientated. There are tons of gratitude apps that you can use as well, and they're with varying degrees of complication. Mm. So you can find really simple ones as well.
I think it's important to mention as well, gratitude to other people, to actually... You know, gratitude needs to be shared. It's not something that we keep to ourselves just. So the more grateful we are to other people, the more that kind of spreads that lovely energy.
Mm.
So just noticing the small things that people do for you, and really sort of with your partner, with your relationships, is to focus in on how much good they bring to your life, and to recognize that, to journal about that as well as just about what you're grateful for having or doing, but also really specific about the people in your life and what they've done for you. Mm. Can be very beneficial.
Fiona, that is brilliant. As always, gratitude with Fiona Brennan, clinical hypnotherapist and founder of The Positive Habit. Thank you so much, as always.
I'm so grateful. Thank you.
Yes, and thank you for thepositivehabit.com is where you can find Fiona.
Keep your text coming in, 087-4100-102.
Dermot and Dave's Mind Yourself Now with Pieta House Feel Good Week. Getting the nation together to feel good. October 20th to 27th. Register at pieta.ie.